Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis and in studio with me is Brian Lettick. He is the immediate past president of the Sebastopol Area Senior Center of the Board of Directors. Thank you so much for being here, Brian.
Hello, thank you.
And we also have Linda Civitello. She is the executive director for the Sebastopol Area Senior Center. Hi, Linda.
Hi, thank you.
Sure. So we're super excited. We've got a wonderful fundraiser that's a party and a dance and a lot of fun happening to raise funds for the Sebastopol Area Senior Center called Aged to Perfection, 1969 themed 50th anniversary, 50 years. Congratulations. A benefit dance and auction. It's coming up on Saturday, June 8th. And it will be from 5:30 to 10 p.m. at the Community Cultural Center. That's there on Morris Street in Sebastopol. Tell us about the event. What's going to be happening there?
Well, it's going to be a really fun dance, a themed party. It's going to be really decorated. We're going to have a special lounge area for VIPs with a chance to mingle with the band. And we've got an extraordinary sushi queen going to make sushi for the VIPs, and we'll have several wineries pouring wine, so it's going to be a great event.
And you said you get to hang out with the band. Tell us who the band is.
Pride and Joy.
Oh, you scored on that one. They're entertaining.
Really good.
Awesome. Okay, so they'll be playing the hits of the late 60s and the early 70s.
Yep. Motown and great to dance to.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be so much fun. They really draw a crowd. Whenever you hear that Pride and Joy are playing, everybody wants to come and see them.
Right.
Excellent. Cool. So let's talk a little bit about the Sebastopol Area Senior Center. 50 years is a great accomplishment. Tell us what the Senior Center does.
Well, the Senior Center is really a home away from home for a lot of people. We do 45 different classes and services each week.
Each week? That's a lot. Wow, okay.
Everything from, we've got all kinds of exercise programs. We've got personal services. You can come and have individual counseling with legal aid or HICAP, which helps people with their Medicare insurance applications. There's foot care, there's haircuts, there's blood pressure screening, so a lot of personal services.
Right.
And a new service we've offered, Share Sonoma, helps people who want to share space in their home or are looking for a place to rent. So we connect people up too. So
that's really addressing a big need in Sonoma County. It's hard to find housing.
The other thing about the Senior Center is that we were recently in front of the Sebastopol City Council, and there were a great number of seniors there. And the one thing that I took away from all of that is that this is a place where the seniors can come and hang out, that they are isolated at home, and we provide rides so that they can come down, and it's a safe place for them to come and be with people. So we also have a lunch program that we do in conjunction with the Council on Aging, and we've done, 10,000 lunches?
10,000 lunches a year served in-house.
Per year. Wow, that's incredible.
And then another 10,000 delivered.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and it's the best deal in town. If you are a senior and go down there for lunch, it's $4.50.
$4 if you're over 60.
Wow, that is really the best deal
in
town.
And it is. It's you have a menu. It's fresh prepared. It's really a good deal. So the Senior Center, which is not funded through a government agency, we are a nonprofit, provides this spot for people to come, and especially in West County where people are isolated, this is their home.
Yeah.
You know, and many people come, have lunch, and this is their one meal of the day. So that I've seen them, they'll eat half of it, and they wrap the other half up, and they take home.
Yeah.
So it's really a vital place.
And the support for it, as you mentioned, does not necessarily come from the government. This is a self-funded senior center.
Yes. Well, we do get funds, some, from the city and, Council on Aging.
Okay.
And the county provides funds our transportation program, which provides 3,000 rides a year. So people who are, for example, in West County, maybe they can't drive anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe their spouse has died. They need to get to a doctor, shopping. So we provide those things for them.
That's great.
Another thing about the senior center, we like to call it junior seniors. We don't want people to think that it's just a place for really elderly 80, 90 year old folks to come and play bingo. We have a lot of exciting things going on. We do TED Talks.
Oh, great.
We have movies. Mm-hmm. We have meditation. We have a fall prevention program that's mm-hmm. really active. We take people on walks, and we have extraordinary field trips. As a matter of fact, on Monday, we had registration for our field trip that's going to be in September for the musical Hamilton in the city. And at 6 a.m. in the morning, there was people lined up outside the senior center waiting to get in to register. We sold out in about 15 minutes.
Wow.
And we take we're going to take a group to Rosie the Riveter Museum, and they're going to get a tour by a 98-year-old ranger who's going to let people see you can still work when you're 98 if you want to.
Amazing.
Hopefully by then I won't be.
Right. Those field trips sound really cool, and I also see that you do an annual trip to see the Nutcracker as
yes.
well. That's very cool. So really a super active senior center that is vital for our community, and
yes.
as you said, Brian, it's maybe one the place where someone gets their one meal each day. So,
that's right.
So supporting this is really important. So
it
how
is.
How besides getting some help from the Council on Aging and the City of Sebastopol and a bit of help from the county, how do you fundraise?
So this event that's coming up is one of our major fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And then we have the other fundraisers throughout the year, but this is really our big one. And up until this year, we've always had a sit-down dinner and talks and speeches, mm-hmm. and it was just getting old. And we said, you know, it's our 50th anniversary. Let's have a party. And so we plan on partying.
Yeah. How long did it take to put all of this together?
So far?
Uh-huh.
You know, we're still working on it.
Oh, you're right.
It's been a couple months. We have a great board of directors, mm-hmm. and they're all very active in the senior center. It's not a board of directors that sits around, so we've got them all working very hard on this.
Excellent. That's very important.
Yeah,
I've been on boards where it's either one or the other, and it's tough when you have one you have to fight with. So
another way that we get income is from our legacy thrift store,
yes.
which provides right now 40% of our annual income comes from that store. Mm-hmm. And it's a unique thrift store in that they only sell items for crafting, quilting, knitting, sewing, they make they're a very reasonable place to buy those items.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible to me that, you know, you can go in and get something for 50 cents, and yet by the end of the day, they've brought in over $200,000, you know.
Wow. So. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Where is the Legacy Thrift Store?
The Legacy is on South Gravenstein
in
Sebastopol.
Yeah, great place to go. So if you're a crafter, if you like doing needlepoint, if you crochet, whatever you like to do, that's the place to head to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing I have to mention is that this community is very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a significant chunk of our income comes from just individual donations
That's
and
great.
Members.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So let's talk about how you can get tickets for the Aged to Perfection dinner dance auction. Is it not a dinner? It's just a
hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres. Okay,
hors d'oeuvres.
Gotcha. Okay.
You can go to our website, SebastopolSeniorCenter.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us at 707-829-2440. Or you can come into the senior center and buy a ticket. And we have tickets, VIP tickets are $100,
mm-hmm.
and general admission is
$60. Wow.
But with,
that's a great deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really is. Again, that number is 707-829-2440.
Mm-hmm.
707-829-2440. Or you can go online to SebastopolSeniorCenter.org. That's where you can buy the tickets. Now, do you have any sponsors for your event? I know that it takes a lot to put something like this together.
Well, we have Hired Hands mm-hmm. is sponsoring us, and Oakmont Senior Program. And then we have a lot of businesses around town have actually sponsored our 50th anniversary year.
Oh, great.
So we have things like Weeks Drilling, Dan Davis's business. We have Exchange Bank.
Lots of people have stepped forward, and it's great. It's really an active group. The other thing is that if you look at the demographics of West County, you know, 33%, I think it's 33% are over 60.
Really?
Yeah.
That much?
So,
okay.
You know, pretty much, you know, I've got, I think, gray hair. every time I look in the mirror, I'm shocked.
I have gray hair, too. I put pink over my
head. Yeah, there we go. But, you know, when you go to an event in Sebastopol or that area, everyone looks like us, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's really vital that we have this and that that we connect with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to say we're junior seniors. And junior seniors are the ones that may be still working, that are active, that are out there, you know, living their lives every day. It's not the people necessarily that need help right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it still offers a lot of programs that they can participate in.
Yeah. And if people want to help out mm-hmm. with the Sebastopol Area Senior Center to, you know, make sure that those programs keep happening or maybe help drive, you know, mm-hmm. people who need to get to the senior center or any of the various services that you provide, what's the best way to be a part of
it? The best way is just call us or come by, and we have people who do intake for volunteers, and we'll find things for you to do. I guarantee it.
That's excellent. Cool. With as many programs as you offer, 45 programs and services each week, 3,000 rides per year, 10,000 lunches in-house, and 10,000 home-delivered meals with the help of Council on Aging, you do need that extra help.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to be involved. I mean,
yeah.
it's I go there for lunch just to sit with people and visit, and there are great stories that come out, and they're just a wonderful place to hang out.
Yeah, excellent.
And a couple of other things I can tell you about what we do mm-hmm. is we have games like Mahjong, Bridge, Poker, Kui Gong. We have a very important program that provides respite for caretakers, so people with early memory loss, their caretakers can bring them 3 days a week from 10 to 2. They do activities, they have lunch, and they have a lot of fun.
So. That is so important because, as we know, being a caregiver can really be a drain on your system. And if you have a couple hours, that can make a big difference.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we have really relevant for the age group, we have like a clearing clutter group helps people sort out. We have a group that is called Speaking of Death and Tea. They come once a month and have tea and talk about issues around death and dying mm-hmm. or how to prepare for, you know, make your wishes known.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of relevant things going on. We have a men's support group, a women's support group.
That's great. So. And how do these programs, who comes up with the different things that you offer?
Well, we have a program director, Katie Davis, and mm-hmm. she plans all of our programs. Some of the things are historic. They've been going on for years, mm-hmm. and she brings a lot of new energy and vitality to the services and comes up with new ideas.
Yeah. Are there new programs in the last like 5 years or so that have been introduced at the center?
Well, the Speaking of Death Cafe is new.
Mm-hmm.
We have some of the exercise, like we have a program called Staying Active and Independent for Life, and that's offered 2 days a week. That's a new program that we're doing. TED Talks is new.
Yeah.
Movies is new.
That's great.
So all of these things Katie has brought to us. The other thing we offer is we are renowned as an LGBT-sensitive senior center. We mm-hmm. have quarterly LGBT dances, and then we do special programs like we're having Cleve Jones, a renowned activist in the LGBT community, is coming to do a book signing and presentation in
That's
June
great.
For June is Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having several activities during June for Pride Month.
That's great. Making everyone feel welcome. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Yep. Yeah. Well, what you need to do is attend the Age to Perfection Dance and Auction. It's coming up on Saturday, June 8th from 5:30 to 10 p.m. It's at the Community Cultural Center on Morris Street in Sebastopol. Pride and Joy will be performing all your Motown hits and having a lot of fun. There's going to be hors d'oeuvres for our VIPs, some wine. That'll be fun, mm-hmm. too. Yep. Can you purchase wine if you're not a VIP?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, great. And, of course, donations are always welcome at any time of the year, but buy your tickets and come and have fun with all of the great people at the Sebastopol Area Senior Center. You can go online to sebastopolseniorcenter.org or call 707-829-2440, 707-829-2440. And what is the address for the Sebastopol Area Senior Center?
167 North High Street. We're next to the library.
Okay, great. So very easy to find. Centrally located. Yep. Thank you both for coming in. This is great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Was there something else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to add one thing. The auction at the
dance
is going to be awesome, and Senator Mike McGuire is going to be our auctioneer, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, lively. That guy has energy to spare.
Yeah.
So what kinds of items do you have in the auction?
Oh, we've got a Corsica vacation, a Tahoe vacation.
Nice.
We've got sailing on the bay. We've got crab dinners for three crab dinners offered. The Sebastopol firemen's put on a dinner at the firehouse.
Oh, cool.
So we've got all kinds of things going on.
Excellent. Do you need any more auction items, or have you gathered what you need?
If anybody wants to call and give us something, we'll take it.
Good.
Absolutely.
And again, that number is 707-829-2440. 707-829-2440. These are very important programs in Sebastopol, and they serve the greater area in the West County. So really, there's a lot of people. It's not just Sebastopol. I'm sure you have people coming from outside of the area to come and appreciate and enjoy the different kinds that you different kinds of services you offer. And there is a volunteer driver transportation program that's available. Call that number again if you would like to be able to help people who just can't on their own get to the center. This is a really great service, and you're going to feel so good helping people out. That always, you always, when you donate your time, when you do those kinds of things, you feel better.
Absolutely.
So there's a selfish reason to do it too. You feel better about yourself. So call 829-2440, 829-2440. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Brian Lettig is the immediate past president on the board of directors for the Sebastopol Area Senior Center, and Linda Citavello is the executive director there. The big Age to Perfection dance and auction is coming up on Saturday, June 8th, 5:30 to 10 p.m. at the Community Cultural Center on Morris Street in Sebastopol. Get your tickets now, sebastopolseniorcenter.org. This is Sonoma County Focus.